Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at denverfan.com. Presented by Siltahar Motors. The car buying experience is as easy as call, click, or come in at Siltahar Motors. Get upfront trade value with one call. Research and compare vehicles at sthmotors.com. Or come in and ask for Greg Larson and get $500 off any purchase. Siltahar Motors. Easy to find and conveniently located right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
Mountain High Appliance presents Training Camp 2022. Ready to ride. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Mike. What day is it, Mike? Pump day?
All right, now it feels normal.
Now we're normal.
Little rocky start this morning, but it's okay.
Yeah, we had a little system failure.
But that's okay.
Crash.
All systems are go.
Yes.
Lights are all green.
Uh-huh.
Let's commence.
All right.
we got a little controversy.
Controversy?
Over what happened at practice yesterday.
Yeah.
We'll let you weigh in as to whether or not I am a good guy or a villain.
Mm-hmm.
So while at practice yesterday, watching from the hill, Mark got approached by or started signing some autographs. And pretty soon the line got pretty long.
Yes.
And he feels it was my job to come rescue
him.
It's
your duty.
Create a diversion so that he could stop signing autographs.
And watch practice, which I was there to do.
I thought I was being a good teammate.
By just leaving me out there in the sunshine.
And signing autographs with your people, with Broncos country, ensuring that you stay in the circle.
Is that the altruistic side of you?
I thought I was being very altruistic.
Okay.
At no point did I ever feel that I had to rescue you. I thought what you were doing was great.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought you were enjoying yourself.
That was such a lie.
And I saw no reason.
I don't want to lie and distract a diversion. I thought you were enjoying yourself. I mean, holy hypocrisy.
The lie test determined. That was a lie.
That was a lie.
Now,
right.
As far as my excuse, I had a really good one.
Okay.
I had to go meet my daughter.
Mm.
My daughter is getting ready to start her sophomore year at the Cuse, and she's interning this summer with all the stations here in the building.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday was her day to come out to camp and do some stuff for the fan.
Right.
And so she had never been there before, and, you know, if you've never been there before, it can be a little confusing with the parking and everything like that.
Sure, sure.
So I went to meet my daughter.
Right.
And then walk her down to where the check-in was.
Right.
And then I left her alone.
Right.
To do her thing. But at that point, I'm sorry, going to meet my daughter.
Right.
Was far more important than rescuing you. Which I didn't think I needed to do because it looked like you were having so much fun.
Right.
So that's why I did what I did. So I don't know why you have a beef with me.
Yeah. Hey, Stink. Hey, Lily's here. She wanted to say hi as we go introduce her to Rachel. Okay. Hey, guys, sorry. Got a roll. Mike's daughter is here. Oh, and that's not a lie. You know what that's called? That's called using your noggin. And that doggone thing.
You wanted me to use my daughter as a shield for you.
Yes. That's exactly. See, my dad and I play this game. So we walk up to somebody, right? And my dad and I are together. And I know I should know the guy's name, but you know I don't know anybody's name, right? Mm-hmm. So we play a game. If I introduce them to my father and say, oh, hey, man, I want you to do this. This is my dad, you know, poolside. And my dad will reach out and go, hey, man, it's a pleasure to meet you. I didn't catch your name. And the guy goes, John. Johnny, man, I'm sorry. Stupid of me. I didn't introduce you. I'm an idiot, right? And then I know the guy's name. It's the game that you play. You're not playing. It's a bad teammate.
All right, so here's where we're getting some, Mike, don't ever leave your wingman.
Yeah. Oh, yes, thank you. If we learn anything. If we learn anything from Top Gun Summer, you don't leave your wingman.
I hope the new era for Broncos country gets off to a better start than your Wednesday did. Amen to that.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. That's probably pretty astute observation.
This is the text that says it all. Stink loves being in the spotlight and going full show pony. How is Evan supposed to know Stink wanted out? Thank you, Texter.
No.
I thought you were, honest to God, I thought you were in your element.
You even said you saw me turn my head around to peek at you.
Well, no, in hindsight now, with the benefit of hindsight, I can recall a couple times you looking back over your shoulder and what I took at the time for, hey, this is fun.
Yes, thank you, Texter.
Oh, man.
Oh, here's one. Here we get serious, guy.
Oh.
So Russell Wilson isn't too good to sign a few autographs, but Stink is.
Well, Russell Wilson signs.
Hey, you know what? Right. You know
he signs
what
for like 45 minutes every day.
Yeah, you know
every
when he's not
one.
He's not signing? In the middle of team practice, he doesn't come over and sign, does he? No, he doesn't.
Tell Mark to stop whining.
Mm-hmm.
Can't read your mind, Stink. You sound like a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, you broke the ultimate bro code.
Yeah, bro code. Yep. Bro code.
So it's running about 50-50.
Oh,
I thought you were having fun.
Yeah, you did. It was the good time. The swelter. I came out of the comfort of the shaded tent that I brought you into.
By the way, who... We got to address something. We'll get to this later on, but your aversion to wearing shorts, we've got to walk and talk you through this, why you're so against. You were out there wearing dark black jeans.
No, the same jeans I have on, dark blue jeans.
They're dark, and a black baseball pullover.
Right.
No wonder you were... dying. You were out there in 90 degree heat in dressed in all black.
Right. Another reason that
like
good teammate
Johnny Cash or something.
Another reason a good teammate would have come and rescued me instead of going, I'm gonna walk over here now. Don't know why.
What's going on?
Okay. Time to get back to Sports. Morning Brew. Coming up, we'll hear from Nathaniel Hackett and the new owners of the Denver Broncos, who instantly made a great first impression with how they referenced the commissioner. That's next.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Putting a winning team on the field is our number one priority. We can't wait to get to Denver, join our new colleagues, and get to work. I'm pleased to be here with my daughter, Carrie, my son-in-law, Greg. Working together as a family is going to be great fun on this project. It's a good business, but it's a fun business, and we're going to enjoy it. Mostly, we're just honored to steward this historic franchise, and we appreciate the opportunity.
There he is, Rob Walton. The Walton Penner Group taking over. We'll hear more from them today. They're going to be having a press conference today. But one thing Walton said yesterday that makes me absolutely 100% convinced he's not going to be a meddling owner.
I'd like to thank Roger Goodell, Commissioner Goodell.
Goodell. Commissioner
Goodell. Roger Goodell.
So, I love this Rodney Goodell guy.
So, something tells me that Rob Walton's not going to be putting together scouting plans that suggest that Nathaniel Hackett needs to send the robber more on third down.
Yeah. I will tell you this, and there's a word he used that I really, and this is in all seriousness, that I really like. He said he looks forward to the opportunity to steward this great franchise. And I think that's exactly it, man. You have a responsibility to Bronco country. You have a responsibility to the Bronco fans nationwide. You have a responsibility to this town and this state. And they are. I mean, you've got to understand that they are community property. And it's your job to steward them well. And I do believe, like you said, he will put all the parameters in place to get that done and then back out of the way and let the people who know what they're doing do it.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Your
Canada.
Pure energy.
Yeah, I mean, we challenge them every day. Every day we watch the tape, we call out every single thing that went wrong, and we talk about everything that went right. And we talk about why, and we try to figure out where it might have gone wrong in their minds. And I think as we figure that out all together, it's going to make us better, and I think they responded well today.
So you were out of practice yesterday. From what you could see
at
practice, when you weren't busy embracing Broncos country by signing autographs, well, what did you see from this offense? Mixed reviews. Some people thought it was a pretty good day for the offense. Others thought, nope, offense continues to be kind of sloppy.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like every time I looked up, the offensive line was getting blown away. It seemed like every time I looked up, there was pressure in Russell Wilson's face.
I would love to be able to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what I saw.
All I saw was Sharpies and footballs. Saw a lot of Sharpies. A lot of football.
A lot of backs of people's jerseys.
Yeah.
Can you sign this right over the shoulder?
Right. That's mostly what I saw.
Uh-huh. But when you were able to see some stuff.
Yeah, I think that's apparent. I mean, I think that's, that's something that on a lot of dropbacks where Russell Wilson is. And I will tell you this, man. His ability to move inside the pocket, manipulate the pocket, step up, find a crevice to throw the football. But there were a lot of plays that broke down where he's scrambling around trying to make a play. There was a deep ball to Jerry Jeudy over the top that got intercepted by Ronald Darby. And again, I don't have a script there, so I'm not. It was not a good ball. It was a bad ball. It was a bad deep ball by Russell. He over the wrong shoulder kind of faded out. But Jerry Jeudy just quit. He just quit running on the route. Like, at that point, go defend the ball. You go play DB. He just quit and let Ronald Darby catch it. And, like, if I was just commenting to myself, but, you know, I just happened to look up, and so I was just standing by myself at that point, you know, signing autographs, and I just happened to see it.
You could have made a comment to the person whose autograph you were signing.
Right, but I was just, you know, mumbling under my breath, as I do oftentimes. I was like, if Peyton Manning threw that ball and Jerry Jeudy gave you that effort, Jerry Jeudy wouldn't see a ball for 2 days in practice.
Jeudy!
Next on the Morning Brew.
And this ball's clubbed high and deep right center field. Take a good look. You won't see this for long.
All right, so Drew Goodman there with the call.
Watched that third inning. Boy. Holy Moses.
Well, finally, you know, some on a night, by the way, in which the Rockies rolled out the red carpet to Cardinal fans. You know, proof that, the ballpark and the opposing fans oftentimes are more important than the actual Rockies team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, we're going to come up, we're going to honor Albert Pujols and, you know, come on out. And Cardinal fans, you're welcome. And it was a predominantly Cardinal fan, but the Rockies spoiled the fun for Cardinal Nation by beating them 16-5.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ryan McMahon. Did you see the McMahon home run?
No, I did not.
All right. I was watching.
Mm-hmm.
And when it landed where it landed, I went, did it just land there? Second deck, right center field.
Uh-huh.
495 feet.
That's what you call
dick
a bomb.
Shot. That's a dick shot.
How did our man do?
In a game like that, 22 hits, by the way, for the Rockies.
I know, but how did our man?
I mean, you know he was in on the fun.
Right.
Oh, nope, didn't play.
Ouch.
Next on the Morning Brew.
It was predatory behavior. Those are things that we felt, always felt really important for us to address in a way that's responsible.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson's going to be suspended for a long time as you prepare your fantasy football drafts. I would take Deshaun Watson off your board. Roger Goodell saying last night, quote, "We've seen the evidence. She was very clear about the evidence. She reinforced the evidence. There were multiple violations that were egregious, and it was predatory behavior."
Yeah, Sue L. Robinson,
the arbitrator.
Sue L. Robinson put in there predatory behavior. You know, he
minimum won't. Of 12 games. Minimum 12.
Well, the NFL,
they want a full.
They want a full. Well, I mean, if they want a full year, don't they get a full year?
Well,
one thing I know about the NFL, you're not gonna beat them in court.
You may have gotten $230 million, but you know what they have more than you? They got money. They got billions. They make $17, $18 billion a year. They will wear you out of money. They're going to get their pound of flesh.
Commissioner Goodell is going to be laying down the hammer here very soon. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. More from Coach Hackett coming up. Is he sounding like a coach that's starting to get a little frustrated with his pet project, the offense? That's coming up next.
Mountain High Appliance presents Training Camp 2022. Ready to ride.
Pure energy.
Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Pure energy.
There was some better stuff. There were just a couple major plays that didn't go right, which upset me yesterday. I think today, overall, was good. We actually changed up kind of how we did some things. So they responded pretty well for that. I thought we had some good explosive plays and some efficient plays, and I thought the defense was able to hang in tight there, too.
You know, while you were having fun, hanging out with Broncos country, signing autographs, I was down on the field working.
Just diligently.
Sweating it out, taking notes, and attending Nathaniel Hackett's press conference, in which I heard for the first time frustration from Nathaniel Hackett. Not, hey, everything is rosy, everything is awesome. I heard a coach who looks at his offense and thought it would be further along by now and is starting to get a little frustrated, a little anxious about where they are at and not at right now.
Sure. I can understand that. I mean, you want perfection. You want things to go right. You also want to feel like in the midst of things not being great, Mike, that you've got, call it the intestinal fortitude, that you've got the grit, whatever the word is or whatever the phraseology is, to grind out through some tough practices, through some heat, through some conditions when things aren't great. You know, we always talk about it with big-time ace starting pitchers. When they've got their stuff, forget about it. You're just not gonna have a day. They're gonna get 11 strikeouts. They may give up a run or two, but you know it's gonna be one of them 11 strikeouts, two walks, three hit games where you end up losing 6-1. It's just the way. But those guys can get you six innings when they don't have their A game. When two of their four pitches just aren't, they can't throw them for strikes, or they just don't have their good stuff. They can still grind out a quality start where they're giving up three or less runs over six innings, and they're just like, now what? They'll still find a way to shove. And you want to find an offense that can still shove, that can rely on some things that you've established that say, okay, when it's yarble cutting time, we're going to get down and dirty. And that's what you want to see, because it's never going to always be perfect. It never is. But you've got to see yourself being able to kind of fight out of those situations. And that's what I'm sure Hackett wants this offense to show him.
But it shouldn't be a surprise that it's coming along slowly. We all anticipated it. Even he had to anticipate it. But what do you think, if you could kind of put yourself, into his head, what is causing some of that frustration? Why, in what areas does he think that they should be further along, and what's holding them back?
Yeah, I think there are some things, as you mentioned yesterday, protection wise. You'd like to, if you're throwing a five-step drop with a hitch, you'd like it to be clean. See, here's what you don't want to work on, and you know that this is an inevitable part of the game, and you know that you're already head and shoulders above the majority of the rest of the NFL teams. You know you can operate off schedule. You know why? Because your quarterback has proven he can operate off schedule for the last 11 years. You know what you want to practice on being on? Schedule. And so when you drop back and one of every three dropbacks, there's a pressure and a potential for a sack, like, that's frustrating. Because you know what that screws up, especially when you have instant pressure and your quarterback has to start manipulating the pocket? It screws up the timing of your routes. And so you can't deliver a ball on time. Like theoretically, you would like everything to be clean
And now part of this, Mike, is part of this is, you know, what everybody on this station other than yours truly has complained about. It, part of this is the reality of where you are. You want to feel good about where you are? Run 7-on-7, and you'll be clean as a whistle. You'll feel great about the timing of your passing game. You know what it's not? Real. It's a BS drill. It is. It's just BS. There's nothing real about it. But you'll feel good. Unless, of course, you're, you know, Tim Tebow scrambling for a nine-yard gain. It's 7-on-7. You have to throw the ball. You can't scramble.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. But you know what? I mean, that's so, yeah, there's frustration there.
Back to our debate that raged early in the show about whether or not I was right or wrong to leave Mark on his lonesome signing autographs.
Yeah, left your wingman.
For about 30, 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Got this text from Sean in Boca. After seeing Stink's Patrick Swayze high school picture, it's clear that he was an alpha in high school. My question is, was he a bully in high school, or did he stand up for kids not as fortunate as him?
Mm-hmm. I was...
Were you an alpha?
I was...
of course you were an alpha.
Come on, Mike. That's just one, that's a dumb question.
Yeah, duh.
Two is... I have always been a kind soul.
Yeah, your parents, no way your parents would ever let you get away with being a bully.
I was never a bully.
You were never a bully.
Never.
Nope.
Nope. No, sir.
Nope. For all the grief I give you, good-naturedly, I am absolutely convinced you were a good dude in high school.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Someone else said, Evans, why are you surprised that Stink was dressed all in black on a 92-degree day? He was paying tribute to Sandy.
Oh, yeah.
Olivia Newton-John, who passed away.
Oh, gosh. I know we didn't even mention it yesterday.
You were paying tribute to...
Come on.
The all-black outfit in Greece.
Right. Every guy.
Oh.
You and I age.
Oh, come on.
That was our first crush.
Right. Yep.
Olivia Newton-John was your first crush.
Yep. So that's why you were all dressed in black yesterday.
It was mourning. Mourning the loss.
Yes.
Of neutron bomb.
You know what? Those jeans you were wearing were almost sandy tight.
Yeah. I noticed you noticing me. Well, you know, I've lost
they
so
were,
much
I
lost
so much it was almost uncomfortable.
I lost so much weight I had to drop a couple jean sizes.
Oh yeah.
So not only are they very, very snugly fitting. Right?
Yes.
We're talking about yo-yo smuggling people. But
the man in the mom jeans.
But not only snugly fit, but they are dark.
Yep.
They're right off the rack.
Yep. Coming up, four down territory. We'll hear more from Broncos ownership and the guy who figures to really be running the Broncos. What's his vision? You'll hear it next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.